Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Sarah Wald Beckman. She's a pageant coach, but she's also an expert in interview. And today she tells you how to get that killer interview and how to make that impression with the judges that they just won't forget. That's tonight on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hello, I'm Sierra Evans, Miss Junior Teen Hyde Park, and you're watching the Pageant Cast.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann, and you did not come to see me today. You came to see our wonderful, talented, and beautiful guest, Sarah Wall Beckman. She is interview and pageant coach, and we like to use the word former pageant winner. She was the first Miss International at the international pageants. So very excited to have you on the show. You won a national title, and you just can't have enough. Now you have to help other people win their national titles. Isn't that right?
It's almost the same amount of fun, maybe more, and the pressure is off of me.
So. That's a plus, right? Now, if people want to learn more about your business of interview coach and pageant coach, they can go to your website, sarahwaldbeckman.com, or they can go to your Facebook, correct?
Correct. Thank you. Yes.
There it is. And you can see the crown in that picture, but she's got one hanging out behind her, which is like, yeah, no big deal. I was just the first Miss International. No big deal. You know, everybody's got one of these. I just use it to hold down the papers now back there because sometimes it's windy. And, you know, it's a thing. So I am being myself way too much again. We have a nice full chat room, so we might run to the chat room with questions. So if folks have questions that they want to ask Sarah, now's the time to put them in because we have like a 30-second lag. So you'll want to put them in early before I go there. But we have a topic because I have an expert, and I love to ask experts lots of great questions. And I want to ask you about some of the little-known techniques to incorporate into your next interview. So how do you put together a killer interview, Sarah?
Well, I think the first thing is to prepare. If it's a pageant interview, if you have a platform plan that you know cold, that you have set SMART goals, and I want to talk about SMART goals because I think this is the secret to winning a pageant interview.
Okay.
And if you know what you're going to say ahead of time and all you have to do is answer the question and then work these important points in, you're golden.
Okay. So I got to ask you, I'm a pageant judge from time to time. By the way, folks, if you'd like me to come to yours, just let me know. But do you think it's a plus or is it a minus when the contestant tries to steer the question, when they try to make it into something that it is not, is that good or are they ruining it for themselves?
I think that there's a great way to do that, and there's an annoying way to do that.
I've seen the second one a lot more than the first, I'll be honest with you. Yes. That's what I've seen. So what do you do? How do you do that?
It is so important because you cannot just sit back in a 2-minute interview, a 3-minute interview, 5-minute interview, 6-minute interview in all these different systems. That is so short. And so you need to get out why you are the best choice for this title. And so I do absolutely believe that you need to steer the interview to the reasons why you should be the next title holder. However, you can't do this in a cheesy way if they ask you a question and then go off in a completely different direction. So if you get anything that's within the realm of one of your three things that I recommend getting into the interview, then go off in that direction.
I think that's an important concept of have your points, but don't memorize your points. Don't say this is the only way to say this point, because that's going to be a disaster in a horror show every time. That's going to be a horror show. And
you are exactly right.
I mean, you gotta figure that out.
I think that memorization breeds distrust. I think it shows that you're not comfortable thinking off the top of your head. And actresses memorize, and spokeswomen are ready to share information. And I certainly want my clients to be the latter.
Absolutely. So, should you smile during a serious interview? These are pageant interviews, and sometimes they're asking about, you know, if you're talking about your platform. A lot of platforms are disease related, and you're talking about people that are sick or maybe even passing away. But pageants, you're supposed to be smiling. That's the difference between that and modeling. You're smiling and having a good time. How do you do that in an interview?
I think that as a title holder, 80% of what you're going to be doing is smiling and representing the pageant system and being an attractive person for the pageant system, the pageant title. However, you do have this amazing, cool opportunity to speak about something you really care about. And so within the interview is sort of a microcosm of who you're going to be on the road as the title holder. So you need to show that you have both sides of yourself within the interview. I am a big fan of anytime there's a silence, anytime the judge is thinking of the next question, that you smile with your teeth.
Not a grin?
No, but you're smiling because it shows I'm enjoying this. This is fun. I'm at rest and at home here. I'm relaxed. This is great. I like you. And we have something serious to talk about, and let's talk about that now. You know, it's so show your range within that interview and smile whenever you get the opportunity, because every time you smile, it's like getting an extra point.
Now, that's a wonderful point, but I do have to say one thing. I'm sitting here listening to your answer, and I have to give you bonus points. That's right, bonus points. There it is. Bonus points, everybody. She gets bonus points for working the word microcosm into an answer.
Thank you.
I mean, that hasn't happened on the show before, so thank you for doing that. I love that word. That's one of my favorite words. So I am now really excited.
I feel like I'm winning the internet tonight. This is great.
You are. Everybody knows that. So, okay, with interview, there's a lot of feeling. How trained should it be? How natural should it be? Because you can sound like a robot in an interview. Particularly, a lot of people don't separate interview from the 30-second or 1-minute introduction, or sometimes the on stage. How do you do that? How is that separated out?
I'm not sure I fully understand the question, but as far
that's
as
that's something I do all the time, because we even talked about some of this stuff and it just popped into my head. I mean, what I'm saying is, it's almost like two different skills, isn't it?
Yeah.
The on stage talking is very different than an interview. So how do you stay engaging, though you have your points you want to hit?
Mm-hmm. Within the personal interview?
Yeah, let's go that way. I didn't know which way to go with the question. I'm just scatballing at this point.
I like it. This is a good example of what to do in an interview.
I'll be honest with you. I'm getting totally distracted because your chat room is going insane over there. You have a lot of crazy fans. I'm telling you this. They're lovely and they're all beautiful. So it's a little distracting. But let's get back to the question. So how do you make it sound good? And let's look at international, which I think is the most challenging with round robin. How do you connect with those judges?
Okay, so here's what I recommend, and this is what I did back when I competed. is starting a Word document where you write down every question under the sun you think you could be asked, and every question especially that you find intimidating. You need to write bullet points. Write your answers in bullet points, not sentences. Don't memorize sentences, because you will forget the one word and you will stop mid-sentence and it'll be a disaster. If you write down three bullet points of what your answer could possibly be, one of those will pop up in your mind on interview day. So it's a way to stay fresh. All you want is for that answer to ping up in your head.
That was awesome. That is a great advice. I know when I took speech class, which people that watch the show go, really? He had a speech class? He doesn't know how to speak. But when I had that, they used to teach us to always use cognitive maps. And that's what I always think of before I have to do any sort of promotion or something. I think of a little round bubble and little bubbles coming off of it. So whichever way the conversation goes, I have a couple bubbles over there that I can touch, or if they go this direction, because I did a lot of, people find this unbelievable, I did a lot of hucksterism where I was pushing some event locally, and it's like, oh, they're asking me about ticket prices, then I also need to tell them where to buy the tickets, that's connected to that bunch, or why should I come out, oh, that's those types of things I need to bring out. Where is the location of the event? I just did an event with a good friend this past weekend, and she had it down cold. You'd ask her anything about the event, bang, 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 because she just knew it, cold. And once you know it cold, you can be natural again. You know, you can start saying it right. I think that's a big plus, don't you?
Yes. Can I take this in a direction, because we're on to something really good?
Yes.
So
I am giving you the con.
Smart goals. Smart goals for platform. Listen to me, people. If you're competing in a pageant and you have a platform, I believe that you need smart goals. And that smart goals would be specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, time-based goals. So basically, I just want you to tell me what your goal is, and please let it be something that is realistic and measurable, because it excites the judge. They get interested in your platform. When you say, for instance, one of my clients was involved with the foster care system, okay, and it broke her heart that kids in the foster care system many times don't have a suitcase or a backpack to bring their clothes as they are transferred from home to home. So she wanted to have 50 backpacks donated so that these kids wouldn't have their clothes in a trash bag. And that's a good example of a smart goal. If you come into a pageant interview saying, my smart goal is I want to have 50 backpacks donated by the end of this month, and I'm going to do that by reaching out on social media and my website, it's so clear and it's exciting and you want to be a part of that. If you come into the judge saying, my platform is global warming and I want to spread awareness to anyone who will listen and use the crown as a megaphone to anyone who will listen, it's just lofty. It's not tangible. So I really recommend that you think through having three SMART goals, because that is so easy to express in a pageant interview then too. It's like, oh, I know the answer to this. My goal is 50 backpacks. It's that simple, and it's concise in a 5-minute interview.
And it's realistic. Yeah, that's one of, isn't that letter R is realistic? Did I
realistic.
Hear?
Mm-hmm.
Aha, I'm learning tonight. Because we didn't do this in the pre-interview. I'm picking stuff up now. Don't worry, ladies, I'm not going to be competing. But one of the things I always look for as a judge is I want to pick the young lady that I think has a plan and is ready to just pick it up. I always say they have it in a top drawer of their desk. They can pick it up, and this is how I'm going to start. I'm going to create this website. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. That's what I'm looking for. And so often, like you say, you get this lofty thing, and you go, well, that's never going to happen. What are you talking about? That isn't even realistic, right?
Yes.
So I think your SMART goals plays right into that.
As a former title holder, and any title holder will tell you, that the phone does not start ringing the next day as you think it might be.
Right.
And actually what happens is that there's silence. And you think, okay, time to get to work. And so that, for my clients at least, I want them to know exactly which phone call they're going to make the next day after they win. Because then they walk into the interview room already ready to be the queen.
And of course, you can get more great advice if you go out to sarahwallbeckman.com. And she provides Skype interview practice. But if you're out in the Pennsylvania area, of course, or no, did I get it right? So Pennsylvania?
Yes, that's right. Right in the middle.
Oh, I thought, uh-oh, did I say the wrong state? but if you're in the Pennsylvania area, I think you're toward the center of the state. You're available as well. But as you can see, she's got a beautiful setup for Skype. And, of course, she has visual aids at her, her left hand, I think, now she's got them in it. Oh, no. Did I get it wrong? You had it on the right. Oh, I thought it was keeping track of the visual aids. But go on out to her website. So let's say Tierra Dreams, Sarah. Tierra Dreams.
Tierra Dreams, Tim.
We just announced not too long ago that we had an app in the Android Play Store. Well, now we are in the Apple App Store as well. That's right, now you can get a PageantCast app in the two major mobile phone marketplaces, in the Google Play Store and now in the Apple App Store. You can check out the PageantCast and its award-winning website. All the features that are there are here. Connections to our Facebook and Twitter accounts, and lots more. You'll want to check it out immediately at the links that are somewhere in our show notes or somewhere nearby, or just do a search on PageantCast. We're the only thing that comes up as that app, surprising as that may be. Please download us and rate us today, and we would love to hear from you what you think about our app. Hope you enjoy it, the PageantCast app.